It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Environmental groups are calling for the removal of Colorado's top air regulator. That's after a whistleblower complaint claimed Gary Kaufman, who leads state enforcement, has created a culture to issue pollution permits at, quote, all costs. Jeremy Nichols is with Wild Earth Guardians.
We absolutely see a pattern in practice here of the state constantly putting polluter interests over the interests of people.
The whistleblowers claim Kaufman ordered them not to do federally required modeling of potential air pollution from fracking wells and mines. Their complaint has been referred to the EPA. A state spokesman says Colorado's practices are consistent with federal law. The state's unemployment program has made a change to prevent fraud. CPR's Andrew Kenny explains.
The state labor department will now require everyone receiving unemployment benefits to verify their identity through a third-party service. For most people, that will mean uploading a picture of their ID and a selfie to the service, which is called ID.me. But people with more complicated cases may have to do video interviews as well. The contractor is now doing business with dozens of states. They are trying to fight scammers who are using stolen information to collect unemployment benefits. But the change could also come with longer wait times for some legitimate users, and the process could be difficult for people without the right devices. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The state is not directing colleges and universities to require students to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Angie Piccioni with the State Department of Higher Education says schools are free to decide whether to impose a requirement, but the state will only strongly encourage vaccines.
The more people that can be vaccinated, the more safely we can open up our institutions and bring students back to campus for face-to-face instruction and also face-to-face activities.
Currently, no Colorado university has announced plans to require students to be vaccinated before the fall semester. There will be slowdowns on I-70 in Summit County starting next week. Here's CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
Just west of the Eisenhower-Johnson Tunnel, there's an underpass called the Box. It's used by ambulances, police, and other emergency services. And it's also more than 50 years old and needs to be replaced. CDOT will start construction next week. It'll close a lane of traffic and reduce travel speeds. Work will pause for next ski season, and it should all be wrapped up by late summer 2022. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
This is CPR News.